kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Brooks West, the singer-songwriter-musician, about the pros and cons, about making money as selling t-shirts on the road and other merchandise. Plus, Justin Streckel talks about the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, Jake Jorgenstad with Myriad Mobile, and Dr. Neil Barnard talks about the vegan diet and how it's increased over the past decade with more choices at the grocery store. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Justin Streckel from Normal.
We now see with an official cannabis caucus, which we're looking forward to more members being announced as part of it. You know, we're expecting this to be a nonpartisan issue and something that legislators are going to approach with level-headed thinking. You know, to really end prohibition that's been going on for far too long for a substance that is significantly less harmful than alcohol or tobacco.
So if we're going to kind of like bullet point the Congressional Caucus, Cannabis Caucus, decriminalization or ending of the prohibition of, my understanding was it sounded like recreational cannabis. Is that true, or is there a medical side to this too, or a hemp side? I guess, is it just for the recreational side of things for the plant, or is it other elements?
Well, the caucus has a fairly broad scope, where their mission is to bring federal policy to not be in conflict with state policy when it comes to marijuana or hemp. And broadly what that means is, and this is a way that we can allow the political space, if you will, for Republicans and Democrats to come together. If, you know, in my home state of Ohio, we have decriminalization, we have a very narrow medical marijuana scope. So, you know, would the federal government under Rohrabach or Farr be able to enforce prohibition against medical dispensaries? No. As long as Rohrabach or Farr stays in place. But, you know, should my home state choose to legalize adult use marijuana, then obviously the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions, who has recently announced that he intends to ramp up federal enforcement, would be able to go in and shut down businesses and go after those who are seeking to enjoy their newfound rights. So again, the main focus of the caucus is to reduce the disparity and as they say, quote, ease the tension between federal and state policy, and bringing together, you know, socially conscious Democrats who believe that, you know, if you want to smoke a little pot, that's fine, along with you know, very conservative Republicans who adhere to a states' rights argument, and they like to champion that states are the laboratories of democracy. You know, allow states and their home state lawmakers the flexibility and autonomy to be able to set their own state's policies.
So how can people help? How Normal, obviously, you guys do a lot of activism as well as being a resource for the industry. Are you guys doing anything at your website that allows a facilitation of this? Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Absolutely, and that's a great, and thank you for asking, because now I get to make the pitch. On our website, normal.org/act, the second or third action alert is to immediately send an email. We pre-wrote it. If you know any of your listeners want to edit a little bit, tell their own personal stories about why they want their members of Congress to join the caucus, you can do it in about 20 seconds. You can contact your member of Congress. Another great thing, take the next step, call your member. You know, right now we live in a very interesting political climate with a lot more people feeling empowered to use their voices, be it calling their member of Congress, showing up in their district offices to speak with the staff, or, I mean, even where the hard date has yet to be announced. We're still working on the final details, but we're going to be doing a national lobby day in the fall. So if you want to come and take part as part of our lobby day, please do. More information will be coming out on that shortly, so please make sure, have your listeners sign up for our email list once we announce that. But yeah, we're looking to recruit more members for this caucus. The more elected officials who are willing to step forward and put their name out publicly saying, I am for sensible policies from the federal government pertaining to marijuana, the more we will continue to build on the momentum that we have, that we've seen with 29 states having medical programs, 8 states going full adult use legalization. You know, we'll continue to build on that momentum and finally end prohibition at the federal level. But no, yeah, everyone, if they haven't already, please use our action alert on our website, normal.org/act. We've already had, just in the last couple days, we put a new one up for legislation that has been introduced by 2 Republicans from Virginia and a Democrat from Hawaii to end prohibition outright. And already over 20,000 people have emailed their members of Congress in support to urge them to support that legislation. For the caucus specifically, we've already generated over 10,000 people to message their members, and we're going to be doing another big push in the coming weeks.
To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Streckel from Normal, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
It's not that I was ever so bad, and it's not that she was ever so good. It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.